Bible this morning,
you heard a story that's kind of familiar to most of us.
It's when Jesus said to some of his followers, he said, hey, who do people say I am? And they were like, and then he said, who do you think I am? Imagine if Jesus said, Andrew Aiden, who do you think I am? What would you say to Jesus? Say what Peter said. He said, you're the Messiah, you're our Savior. Jesus loved that answer. That's what he'd been telling them and preaching the whole time. He said, people say you're like a prophet, like John the Baptist, but we know you're God's son. You're really God. And Jesus was very, very happy with that. He was happy because, have you ever seen Jesus? I've never seen him. He lived like 2,000 years ago, right?
Is he here?
But he's here because he's in me and he's in you too. He's in all of us. So he's with us, but we haven't met him like, you know, hi, I'm Jesus, how you doing? We've never had that privilege, but still we believe. And that's what Jesus really liked about Peter. He said, Peter, you know what? A lot of people know me and they don't believe, but you really believe. And you know what he said to Peter? You're going to like this part, man. He said, I'm going to build my church on you. You're the foundation, buddy. You're the big Lego. You're the rock of my church. Well, your kids, I figured Legos would get a laugh, you know? Yeah. But listen, I want you to remember something. Peter wasn't perfect. Really. He was kind of mean to Jesus a couple of times and completely distant. But Jesus still saw all the good in him. And he said, you know what? Even with your mistakes, you're the man, you're my rock, and I'm going to build my church on you. But guess what? He chose Peter and Andrew and Aiden. He chose you too. He chose me. He chose Edmund and our pastors and all of these cute people sitting out here. We've all got to take a piece of the rock, right? A piece of the church. I brought in some rocks. These are not weapons. These are rocks that we're going to decorate. I know my population, you know. We're going to take a rock, and we're going to take it to Sunday school, and we're going to make it our own. And we're going to make it as a reminder that we all have a piece of the rock. Do you guys want to choose one that you like? Take any one. And I want Sophia to get one, too, in Sunday school.
My rock.
Can I say one other thing to you?
Yes.
You're very smart, man. You know your way around the Lego board. Mm-hmm. Could I tell you one little bit of Church of Port Washington history? There was a man here by the name of Roland Rumbelow. I think we call him Ed Rumbelow. And he did a kid's message once. And see all these bricks? He ran up to the wall. He said, look, I'm that brick over there. Meaning that was what he contributed to building this church. You guys are probably somewhere up here. And we've got room for all the rest of the people that are going to come to believe in Jesus to build this church high. So shall we pray for a minute?
Yep.
Come on. Dear Jesus, please help us know that we are part of the foundation. We will help grow your church by growing in our faith. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, get your cousin and let's go to Sunday school.
Hooray!
Hooray!